on.
50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, happy Football Thursday. Get you ready for the Cowboys game on Sunday. And the Browns continue their prep for that game, and we will talk about it with Dan Dierdorf. He will be doing the color analysis for CBS Sports. This will be his second Browns assignment. He'll be working with Greg Gumbel. He did the Giants game earlier in the year. So the Canton, Ohio native, the member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the former great offensive tackle in the NFL, had a great career with the then St. Louis Cardinals, will be aboard to talk about the Browns and talk about Browns and Cowboys. And you know Dierdorf's got tons of great insights to share with you. We're also going to hear from Travis Benjamin, the rookie wide receiver for the Browns. Jameer Howerton catches up with him. And as we do during the season, we check out the history between the Browns and their upcoming opponent. So Steve King, our resident historian, sits down with us to talk about the history between the Browns and the Cowboys. And it goes back a long way. Going back to 1960, these teams used to play each other a whole bunch. And then it pretty well stopped after the merger. I mean, they've played, but not with the frequency they did many, many years ago. Your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns _ daily, our email address, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com, and our voicemail number, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Let's go to Facebook. Dennis says, we play slow on offense, we gamble too much on defense. I think the reference to slowness, and definitely saw this in the Baltimore game, where obviously the three timeouts being burned was not a good thing, and cited for that was the communication issues that came up. As Pat Shurmur talked about streamlining that, I think it's been addressed. I specifically won't give you the breakdown of it, but I believe the results should be seen Sunday and beyond with coaches communicating more directly, or the head coach, the play caller, Pat Shurmur, more directly and more quickly with Brandon Whedon and having that communication thing worked out there. I think there is a fine tuning of the language, and the speed of it all will work. I think will look better than it did. Overall, I don't think it's a slow moving offense per se. You do have a young quarterback. You have a rookie quarterback. He's not the young rookie. We know that, but I don't know why we always have to throw that qualifier in there by now, but so I guess I won't, but he is a rookie quarterback who doesn't see things as quickly as more experienced quarterbacks do. And I think that can contribute to hesitation and the speed of it being not necessarily what it should be all the time. What Pat Shurmur likes to do quite a bit is quick snap it. He does try to pick up the pace a little bit. But you have to do what your team can handle. You have to do what your quarterback can handle. You have to do what your surrounding cast can handle. And I would say after 9 games, it's fair to expect the speed to be a little better, the hesitation to be a little less. As far as gambling too much on defense, I don't know how accurate that is. I think this is, if you're talking about coverage, because you didn't really specify that, I'm going to have to, unfortunately, guess a little bit as to what you're talking about here, Dennis, but DBs gambling maybe to make picks. It is a one-on-one coverage scheme. It's a coverage scheme that emphasizes man-to-man. So players will probably take more chances breaking on the ball at times than you might like, and there could be risks created there. But this team isn't a real prolific blitzing team, which is where I see more risks taken. It's a team that wants to rely on its front four to get pressure most of the time. Sure, they'll do some blitzing and take chances that way, but I don't know that it's a high-gambling, high-risk approach that Dick Duran takes. I think he's a little more conservative, frankly, with what he does, and when he does take those chances, they're calculated. Brent from Facebook says he finds it almost comical that so many people want to say that the reason we are 2-7 right now is because of Brandon Whedon. If you actually watch the Browns games, Brent says, with any kind of perspective, you have already been able to realize that Brandon Whedon has made more mistakes than Colt did in his rookie year. However, Colt McCoy, however, he says, Brent says, you should have also realized by now that Whedon has much more potential to be an elite quarterback than Colt. Better arm, bigger, more accurate, so on and so forth. Yeah, I mean, I think we've made all of those points about the physical attributes and the physical differences. I think this conversation will never, well, I'm going to say it's never going to die. It's certainly not going to dissipate in light of how Brandon Whedon has played his last two games and especially his last game. It's not going to dissipate when the head coach, Pat Shurmur, is talking about the main reason, the main area or the main manner in which Whedon can improve, and that is don't throw interceptions. Sounds simple enough. It really isn't, but that's the point is cut those down. And with 12 picks through nine games, one fewer, by the way, than the quarterback of the Cowboys, Tony Romo, who has far more experience, Whedon's not obviously on a good pace there. But he is, I think he is capable of reversing the trend of what I consider a bad two-game trend. The San Diego game, for some folks, gets the asterisk of bad weather, winds, cold, rain. I'm not putting the asterisk on that one. I'm saying you got to expect your quarterback, a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, a big, strong quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, if it's about the arm, if it's about the strength and delivery and all that, to conquer weather and do it now and not be tentative about it, not struggle because of it, and use it as any kind of explanation that, okay, played at Oklahoma State, played in mostly good weather situations, only really experienced the moisture, the rain in a couple of games, two or three games this year, I guess two, the Buffalo game being one that was fairly pronounced, and then the San Diego game, which was extreme weather, and it sure as heck bothered a more experienced quarterback on the other side in Phillip Rivers. But so what? It can't, that isn't going to be an answer. And they won the game, and Whedon does his job enough to get them the touchdown, to get them in position to score the Trent Richardson rushing touchdown and win that game. That matters. I'm not discounting that, but I want to see the trend now reverse itself, beginning, you know, indoors Sunday against the Cowboys, where he's had that plenty of time now to pause, reflect, look at all that he hasn't done well, especially in these last two, and especially the last game that he played, and get this thing turned around. But I agree with all your points, Brent, as far as what he has physically, and that hasn't gone away, and there's more than enough reason to believe in him, and I don't single him out as the primary cause of 2-7. I think it's broader than that. I think we've seen drop passes. We've seen, well, we know what we've seen that have led to this not being the record that you want it to be. And it's not all on the quarterback. But he plays quarterback, he gets the brunt of it, just as the head coach gets the brunt of it. That goes with their titles. All right, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Dan Dierdorf, the Hall of Famer, the CBS Sports NFL analyst. We'll talk about Sunday's game. He'll be assigned to that for CBS between the Browns and the Cowboys as you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug was not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing of freshness.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your wave. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
It's a football Thursday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. The all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now, starting at just $199. You get four tickets to the Browns home matchup versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Plus, your four Browns tickets include four hot dogs, four Pepsis, four game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. To purchase your Browns Fan 4-Pack, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. And we welcome back to the show our good friend from CBS Sports, Dan Dierdorf. He will be on the call with Greg Gumbel for Sunday's game against the Cowboys. Dan, how you doing?
I am fine, Vic. How about you?
Outstanding. Well, you've gotten a chance to see this Browns team once in person when they played the Giants, and you're getting to see them now against another NFC East team. What do you make of the Browns at 2-7?
Well, that, you know, it's a number of things, but, you know, first and foremost, at the risk of just falling into, you know, that old cliche of, they're the best 2-7 football team on the planet. And I know that that's a little consolation because being 2-7 is really all that matters. But they're going to rain on a few parades down the stretch. I just have a hard time envisioning the Browns playing out the rest of the season like they're everybody's homecoming date. I don't see that. I think they're physically and mentally tougher than that. And if Dallas overlooks Cleveland in any way, that could be a huge mistake for them.
Yeah, they've definitely played teams tough. That's been their signature this season, but it's just moral victories, like you said, and those don't count in the standings. That said, Dan, can you see the bye that they come off of entering this game as maybe being a good thing mentally, because they can come into it with a refreshed sense of, okay, they know what their record is, but you get sort of that renewed sense of starting anew in the second half of the season?
Oh, absolutely, and the bye is always a good chance for the coaches to do some self-assessment in terms of how they're handling things. It's a good opportunity for the players to kind of refresh themselves both physically and mentally, and especially with a young team that's still trying to find its way. It's some extra practices to, you know, work on some of the things that Shermer and his staff are trying to instill in his team. So, yeah, no, I think the bye came at a pretty good time.
Going right to your bailiwick, how impressed are you with the rookie right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz, making nine starts, about to make his 10th start for the Browns, essentially holding his own because no one's really talking about him? And as I recall you telling me years ago as an offensive lineman, that's the best compliment.
Well, really. And, again, you're right. If you can make it through a game, it's not like people are going out of your way to praise you. Unfortunately, it's all about you do something wrong, and then all of a sudden you're the center of attention. But it's not easy. It can't be all that easy in the one regard, playing opposite a guy like Joe Thomas. But what a wonderful opportunity for a guy like Schwartz to learn how to be a professional. What could be better than working around a guy like Joe? So, no, I like the kid. He's got good size, good range. He's really suited for the right tackle position. And, no, there's a lot to like there. And in this day and age where, you know, you take a look at some teams, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are a prime example. They have struggled on the offensive line.
Right.
And it can drag down not just your whole offense. If you struggle on the offensive line, it can drag down your whole team. And I think that having a pair of bookend tackles going to bode well for the Brownies for the next, well, I mean, look at Thomas. I mean, he could play at this level for another 6 or 7 years.
And I bring up Schwartz because of the challenge that both Mitchell and Joe Thomas face in the form of DeMarcus Ware and Anthony Spencer, those guys coming off the edge in that pass rush. How do you see them holding up to that challenge, especially on the road?
Well, it's going to start with identification, figuring out which of these guys is coming and coming from where. Now, it does help the fact, I think, that the Browns play the Ravens and the Steelers, a couple of teams that use similar type defensive styles that Rob Ryan uses. You know, it's a 3-4 defense. But, again, in nickel situations, there's a lot of milling around. There's a lot of – so I think the Browns will be aided by the fact that they're not going to be, you know, completely surprised by the style of defense that the Cowboys employ. Now, having said that, once you identify who you block, you got to block them. And DeMarcus Ware, you know, he's one of those guys, when you watch him rush the quarterback, you realize that he's making it up as he goes along. I think 95% of the pass rushers in this league, before the snap of the ball, make up their mind what move they're going to put on the guy in front of them. And the great ones, they change in midstream when they see what that offensive guard or tackle is giving them. If the guy's too high, they'll bull rush him. If the guy's too low, they'll jerk him. If the guy's a little off balance, they'll slap him. That's what a guy like DeMarcus Ware does. I look at DeMarcus Ware, and I guess it's my age, but I just see Charles Haley over and over again.
No, that's a great, great comparison. Dan Dierdorf from CBS Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, Dan and Greg Gumbel will be on the call of Sunday's game between the Browns and the Cowboys. The other story of this matchup, Browns offense against Cowboys defense, is the running game of the Browns. Trent Richardson, back-to-back 100-yard games, doing so with sore ribs, and facing a defense, Dan, that you know is beat up a little bit in that front seven. They don't have their best player, perhaps overall, in Sean Lee. How do you see it? It looked to me like, Philly could have run even more effectively on them had they chosen to do so with LeSean McCoy. Do you see a big day for a third big game in a row for Richardson?
Well, I just don't see where the Browns have any choice but to keep feeding Richardson the football. I just think that that's you've got to build your offense around the run game when you've got a guy like Richardson and you've got a rookie quarterback. I the one thing that shocked me getting ready for this game is I was really surprised, and I know it's because maybe the losing record and you fall behind and all this, but I looked at Tony Romo's stats and I went, wow, he has thrown the football 344 times. That's a lot of attempts this time of this. And then I look at Whedon. Whedon has eight fewer attempts than Tony Romo.
Yeah.
You know, that can't make the Browns coaching staff happy that they've been forced to put the ball in Whedon's hand that many times. So, yes, the second half of the season, would they love to pound Trent Richardson in there over and over? I'm sure they would. And I agree with you. I think the McCoy could have done some more damage to that Cowboys defense if they'd have kept feeding it to him. Sometimes you got to keep feeding him the ball, even if you're not having great success, because that success could come in the third and fourth quarter.
And there's a remarkable, I think, contradiction when we look at some numbers here, because you bring up Brandon Whedon and how often he's thrown, and what goes along with throwing that much is the fact that as a rookie, he's now thrown 12 interceptions, which stands out. But here's a number that contradicts that. The Browns are plus one in the turnover ratio, and the Cowboys are minus 11.
Yeah, it's... Well, first of all, I'm trying to remember the last time I did a football game in the National Football League where both quarterbacks have thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. That's not the way you get to keep your job
No. As
a quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, Whedon and Romo both, Romo's got 12 touchdowns but 13 interceptions.
Right.
And, of course, Whedon's, it's 9 and 12. It's... You don't see that stat every day, and you're right. It is really unusual to see a team with a losing record that is in positive numbers in the turnover differential. It is very unusual. It's a compliment to the Browns because it shows some discipline in how they take care of the football.
Absolutely does, and their opportunism on the other side of it, which is what I want to get to now, because this will be the first game that they have both Phil Taylor and Ataba Rubin together as tackles. Ataba coming back from that calf injury. Phil Taylor made his season debut after his offseason pectoral injury a couple of weeks ago against the Ravens. And it looked to me, number one, and I'd like your thoughts in studying the tape, looked to me like Phil Taylor is a better player overall than he was as a rookie. Just in that one game, you can see it. And how exciting it would be to have the two of them healthy and together, on top of having the two rookies, John Hughes and Billy Winn, in the rotation at tackle.
No, you're right. It looks to be a pretty bright future on the defensive line for the Browns. And I didn't see Taylor play that much last year when he was a rookie, but he's got everything you're looking for in the middle. He's good feet. I like his hands. He does a nice job keeping people away from him, away from his legs. No, there's a lot to like there. And again, you know, this is this is one of the battles within the battle that could favor the Browns. The Cowboys have one pretty good player on their offensive line, Tyron Smith, their left tackle.
Yep.
He's got a chance to really be a good one. Everybody else on that offensive line is no better than okay.
And that's a team, too, that, you know, can't really consistently run the football effectively. It has to, and I know they've had injury at that position. That's been part of the problem, DeMarco Murray being hurt, but
right.
And Lawrence Vickers, the fullback. But I think as I look at it, Dan, they're probably going to do what the Cowboys do, try to get the ball from Romo into the hands of those receivers, Dez Bryant and Miles Austin, as much as possible, and, of course, Jason Witten.
Well, yeah, Jason Witten is an extraordinary football player. You didn't need me to drop that bomb on you. I'm sure any NFL fan figured that out a long time ago. I just love the guy. I love watching him play, the way he the way he goes about it, he is the consummate professional football player. He just does everything the right way. I'll tell you one thing that sticks out to me about the Dallas Cowboys, and if I was a member of the Browns, that I would take I'd pay close attention to this. I played my entire career for the old St. Louis Cardinals, and we were in the NFC East.
Right.
Which means that we were playing the Dallas Cowboys twice a year my entire career. Going to Dallas and trying to win a football game down there was like trying to win the lottery. Now, granted, you know, we were trying to beat Roger Staubach and Tony Dorsett, but what a home field advantage the Cowboys had in Dallas. And it is really just shocking to me that since that new stadium opened in Arlington in 2009, the Cowboys are 14-13.
Right.
And since 2010, they're 8-11 at home. So, you know, that's a stat that the Browns should look at and go, hey, you want to know something? This is real. The Browns should have some confidence.
Yeah, I would think so. And it's funny, and I don't know if you buy this, but you heard Troy Aikman. I'm not sure if he was necessarily criticizing or observing, but he said the fans at the newer stadium don't get into the game as much. Are there more to be seen than heard?
Well, I saw Troy say that, and first of all, attending a Dallas Cowboys game has always been a fashionable thing to do in Dallas. You know, sometimes I'm not one of these guys. Every time I see a new stadium and how palatial it is, I'm partial to the ones that get everybody in there, get them close to the field, but not necessarily. I don't judge a stadium harshly if its hallways aren't lined with mahogany paneling. It's football, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And I think it's a whole lot easier to cheer your team on to victory if you don't have to sit down your wine glass to applaud.
Awesome.
I just will always believe that. And I think some of these have gotten so fancy that it's like sitting in your living room. I'm not sure that makes for a Lambeau-like atmosphere, or you know. And you know, you look at the new Brown Stadium. I mean, that's nothing fancy, but extremely functional.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, and you know, the old places like Lambeau and Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. These places aren't palaces.
That's right. And nobody's setting down a wine glass; they're just spilling beer.
It was all over each other, and maybe a little mustard flew off your bratwurst because you got excited.
Dan, thank you so much, and I certainly look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend.
All right, Vic, we'll catch up. Thanks, pal.
He is Dan Dierdorf from CBS Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
Did you know that a sneeze can linger in the air for hours? Now, trying to avoid breathing in the germs of that sneeze can be like playing a full regulation game plus overtime all on defense. Exhausting. Discount Drug Mart and Halo want to keep you on the offensive this season. Halo is the first ever oral antiseptic that kills airborne germs you breathe in. Just 3 sprays in the back of your mouth can protect you for up to 6 hours. Pick up Halo at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. For more information, visit halogermdefense.com.
Why do tire stores advertise one price
and charge you another. They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting, included. Balancing, included. Valve stems, included. Free flat repair, included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll, even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer with a great musical selection, Little Earth, Wind & Fire here to kind of heat things up on a Thursday. That's what they used to say back in the old radio days, the transitions from, use those analogies, the singer would, yeah, right, all the time. They heat things up with a Little Earth, Wind & Fire, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to do that, although I just did. Ladies, enjoy a night out with the Cleveland Browns. How about that? And get a behind-the-scenes look inside the team. Expand your football knowledge at Ladies Chalk Talk with an evening full of special appearances, lectures, cocktails, appetizers, giveaways, and more. That's on Monday, November 19th, this coming Monday, 6 to 9 p.m. at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Sign up today for Ladies Chalk Talk by visiting clevelandbrowns.com. Time to talk a little Browns history. We like to talk about the history of the Browns versus their upcoming opponent. Of course, this week it's the Dallas Cowboys, and with us to do that, our resident historian, Steve King. Steve, this is an interesting series because when you look at the when you go back to the to 1960, from that point on, the Browns dominated this Cowboys team for a while.
Yeah, the Cowboys coming out as an expansion team, the Browns obviously being an established team in the league and, you know, very good at that time and won 11 of the first 12 meetings. But, you know, Vic, it is one of those series, like we talked about the Giants series here a while back, that, you know, once the merger became complete and the Browns went to the AFC, it was one of those great rivalries that went away.
Right.
And since 1970, they just not played very much. But old back in the 60s, the Browns and Cowboys, especially in the latter half of that decade, that was the big rivalry for both teams.
And there was the history of the Thanksgiving Day game that, of course, involves the Cowboys and Lions as the home teams each year. But that started with the Cowboys in 1960. The Browns were the first Thanksgiving Day opponent of theirs.
Absolutely, and it was a big game. The Browns had won the first contest between the two teams that year, and they were basically tied. The winner was going to probably finish in first place in the Eastern Conference, and the Cowboys beat the Browns 26-14, and the Browns had, you know, gone to the NFL championship game the previous 2 years. They had basically, you know, ruled the conference, and things kind of flipped that day when the Cowboys won, and largest crowd still ever to see a Cowboys game, over 80,000, played in the Cotton Bowl, and that record was intact all the way to when New Cowboys Stadium opened in 2009.
Now, that's a very, very cool kind of factoid on this, and more factoids. You mentioned, of course, once the merger takes place between the National Football League, American Football League, and things change with scheduling and so forth, these teams are meeting this Sunday only for the fifth time since 1991. So there haven't been many games between them, and they've played close games, right? Three of the last four decided by a touchdown or less.
Yeah, and some really great games. A game in 1994 where Jay Novacek was stopped at the one-inch line, and the Browns went down there Saturday afternoon, nationally televised game, and won 19-14, and that was one of the big building blocks for that 94 season when the Browns went to the playoffs. Bill Belichick and a defensive coordinator by the name of Nick Saban. You may have heard of him.
I've heard of him. Yes, yes. So that was that. And the Cowboys have faced only one other AFC team more times than the 29 it has faced the Browns, and that, of course, would be the Pittsburgh Steelers with 30. So it's kind of unique how these clubs are tied historically.
Absolutely, and, you know, we talked about that Thanksgiving Day game, and that was the first of four straight victories that the Cowboys had over the Browns, and it really began to flip, and, you know, the Browns were unable to get past the Cowboys. The Cowboys ruled the Eastern Conference. But then as the decade closed and that merger, you know, was nearing, the Browns took over, beat them in the regular season in 1969. But sandwiched around that were two Eastern Conference championship game victories in 1968 and 69. So this merger ended with the Cowboys kind of smarting and back to where they were at the decade started, looking up at the Browns.
Wonderful stuff, Steve. We appreciate it, and we will catch up with you again next week. We'll talk a little bit about the Browns and Steelers series.
There's a lot to talk about with that.
All right. He is Steve King, our resident historian, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right. We go to Facebook. We go to Robert, who is stating some of the reasons why he's coming to the defense of the Browns at 2-7. Not sure that you can wage a really strong defense for 2-7 because it is 2-7, and it doesn't look pretty no matter how you look at it. But Robert from Facebook points out that Brandon Whedon is in his first season and that it's not over. That the Browns too have one of the toughest schedules and one of the youngest teams coming into the league. And how many games did anyone truly believe the Browns could win, Robert says. Well, and he adds, last year I counted the Browns out of every game before it even started. How many wins, again, did they end up having last year? On and on and on. Well, we know it was four. And I think those are solid points about why things aren't better than they are, but I also understand that folks don't take that at face value and say, yeah, that explains away everything, because it really doesn't. And believe me, internally, in the building, that's not how the team even sees itself. They understand those aspects of it, but as coaches, it's the job to work around the youth and the inexperience. As players, it's the job to learn quickly if you're young. And it's a job as veteran players to bring along and make up for what it might be lacking in some of those areas of youth and being, being people who guide and lead and so forth. And I think this is the most important year ever to have people like DeQuell Jackson on your team as true leaders, Benjamin Watson on the offensive side. and Phil Dawson for his part as a veteran. I think those guys make a big impact, a bigger impact on a team like this. And I also think that the schedule, the circumstances you point out, contribute to the difficulties. But what it hasn't done is made this team uncompetitive. They compete. They compete well. They compete, you know, and games are close and so forth. What I think it means is, if you really break it down, the youth gets in the way of closing out, probably, for the most part, puts this team just short in some instances because they just fall short. And two, the strength of schedule or the quality of opponents or whatever it is you want to look at. And that is obviously based on last year's records, but holding somewhat to form, the quality of opponent, I think, just makes it that much tougher to close that gap if you're good enough to be close, but you're not good enough to finish it. And that's really the two games against the Ravens. That's the story of that game. They're better. They may not be a whole lot better, but they're better. And all that matters is that you're 1 point better. Nicholas from Facebook says we could win, the Browns could win, if the offense and defense decide to show up on the same day. It's always one or the other with these guys. At least last year we knew our offense was never going to show up, and this year, blah. I will grant that this offense, except for the last couple of games, the theme of the narrative of this team and this offense has been this season, more capability of scoring, more confidence that they can put it in the end zone. A quarterback who has thrown, three 300-yard games or two, three 300-yard passing games. Two 300-yard passing games. Two 300-yard passing games. And connecting on those long-range shots that we had seen consistently with Josh Gordon, that dimension wasn't there. So the promise of offensive firework, if you will, fireworks, I think is the most dramatic difference. And it's Whedon's arm and it's Josh Gordon's abilities, running, receiving, that helped there. And Trent Richardson, obviously, as another key dynamic to making this team a better offensive team. But when do they show up, you said, on the same day? And that's right. And this would be the day, or this Sunday would be the day to see something like that happen, given that I think this Cowboys offense, as good as it can be, with the Browns showing up with the best defensive line combination that they've had all year, with Ataba Rubin's return paired with Phil Taylor, and as well as those two rookies, John Hughes and Billy Winn, have performed, and talking about this a little while ago with Dan Dierdorf, you could see how that could be a sea change, frankly. And that's what I'm expecting it to be. And that's what I think can happen in this game to make a huge difference in containing, limiting what Tony Romo and company are able to do. And then on the flip side of it, offensively, run, Trent, run. And make the impact through that front seven of Dallas, which is exploitable, again, as we discussed earlier with Dan Dierdorf. Run, Trent, run, because I think those opportunities will be there. Sean Lee missing, the other parts of that front seven aren't really, I think, up to the snuff to stop the run. They are a hell of a pass-rushing team, and they can come off the edge with a lot of firepower there, but I want to see, get the running game established, settle everything in place with that, tee up everything from that. Yes, they will be right. I know what you're thinking. Okay, and they'll jam the box, and they'll do what opponents do. That doesn't mean you don't stay true to it and hammer away at it. Don't let the disastrous things strike that put them, in front early. That's where you've got to play that. This team has to play flawless to near flawless every time to have a chance to win. I don't even know if I have to say that, but for the Browns' sake, it's a factor. It's a fact. Some teams don't have to. Some teams are good enough to get away with, I think, of New England, with doing sloppy things, penalties, other stuff that they did against Buffalo. Just about everything they could do to lose a game last week, they still won it. Why? Because they got Tom Brady. They've got Wes Welker. They've got Rob Gronkowski. They're a supremely talented team in some key areas. But when you're the Browns and you're still finding your way, you can't screw it up, and you've got to stay true to, as I say, to something like the run. I mean, stay true to a dimension that is your strongest, and I think that what we can say after nine games is the most consistently strong aspect of this offense. And do it, use it, and then from there, ask Brandon Whedon to make some plays with his arm, because he's going to have to do that too. All right, coming up, we're going to have a conversation with Travis Benjamin, rookie wide receiver. Jameer Howerton will sit down with him. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, that's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hueys, and so should you. So get to Hueys for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hueys.com.
Hey, Jimmy, do you know a lot about diamonds?
Diamonds? I sure do.
You do?
Yeah, with the great mileage I get in my Focus, I've been driving all over town looking at diamonds.
Oh, Jimmy, you have?
Yeah.
So you know all about cut, color, clarity, marquee, round, oval?
Whoa, wait a second, Jen. Round? Oval? I think you're thinking about stock car racing.
What?
Diamonds are all straight lines. 90 feet between the bases.
Of course.
Get a great deal on a fuel-efficient Focus at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
Hey, Browns fans, don't forget to support the annual Cleveland Browns food drive prior to the Steelers game. That's on Sunday, November 25th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Cleveland Food Bank volunteers will be located at gate entrances of the stadium to collect donations that day starting at 11 a.m. So be generous. Fans attending the game are encouraged to donate non-perishable items such as canned soups, canned vegetables, peanut butter, and tuna fish before they enter the stadium. Monetary donations will also be accepted. For more information on how you can help, visit clevelandfoodbank.org. As you know on this show, we go inside the locker room a few times a week. Our own Jameer Howerton does so, sitting down with a key Browns player. Today, he sits down with rookie wide receiver Travis Benjamin. Take it away, Jameer.
Travis, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Before we look ahead to this Dallas defense, let's talk about your bye week. What did you do just to get away from the game of football for a little bit?
I went back home to Florida, spent time with my family and my friends back at home.
Looking at this first half of the season, what are some of the positive things that you can take away as you move forward and build towards the remainder of the season?
I made a couple plays, catch a here or two that get our offensive drive moving. In the second half, I'm just looking to go in and be more productive.
Travis, unfortunately, you had sustained a little injury, but talk about building and coming back from that.
I always had a mindset that it was just a setback for me, and I got back, and hamstring usually take 3-4 weeks. I was only out like 2.5, so I try to get myself and my ability and my speed to get back faster.
As you guys hit the field here and you've been practicing throughout the week, how's the tempo been? Do you see a sense of freshness of guys that have utilized that time properly?
Yes, you see everybody in the training room in and out, either way you hurt or even they're just getting their body right. And over the break, you had a couple of guys, like when I was home, I had Montario come down there. We see the same Kyle practice, so everything was going good.
Let's talk about this week preparing for the Dallas Cowboys. When you look at this defense, what are some of the things that jump out to you?
They're a great defense. They got strong physical corner, and that defensive coordinator, he always blitzing guys. So we evaluate the film and evaluate their DBs and know the things we got to do to win.
And look at these defensive backs. Are you seeing anything that you can exploit them with your speed?
It always a DB, either if the left corner or the right corner, always a DB on the field that can be exploded.
And just overall, how excited are you to get this second half of the season going?
I'm very excited, knowing that we can get a couple of key wins and get this thing rolling.
Travis, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
All right, Jameer, thank you. And Travis, thank you. And more of your comments, your questions that you submit to us, to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, to our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. We're going to get to those as you continue to listen to us, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Oh.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get 2 Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Bon appetit, Cleveland. It's Jake from Jake's Garage.
I don't get it. You're wearing a chef's hat, apron, oven mitt?
I'm here to announce our break sale. Get it? Break sale?
You're an idiot.
We've cooked up the best deals on brakes in Northeast Ohio at Jake's Garage. Only $239.95 for pads and rotors installed.
This deal only lasts through Thanksgiving.
That's right. So get to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station. Call 440-235-1655 and ask about the brake sale.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from Comedy.TV, comedian and actor Pete Corielli. Come see Pete Corielli this Thursday through Sunday at the Improv, located next to Shooters in the Flats. Pete Corielli, you've seen him on Comedy Central Presents, Premium Blend, and The Tonight Show. Now come see Pete Corielli live and in person this week at the Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Pete Corielli. He's hilarious, and he's coming to the Improv. We'll see you there.
Hey, Cleveland, check out the newest Lady Jane's on the northwest corner of Center Ridge Road and Wager Road in Rocky River. Haircuts are just $10. Lady Jane's on the northwest corner of Center Ridge Road and Wager Road in Rocky River, next to Walgreens. It's wicked awesome.
Tonight, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Tony Grossi preview the Browns matchup with the Cowboys during Sunday Strategy, presented by Audi Bedford, tonight at 7 on Sports Time Ohio.
The oil change business has got to change. They advertise one price and charge another. Shop charges, the filter, oil disposal fees. It's time for a change. So NTB introduces Ready to Roll, our $24.99 Valvoline oil change with all the extras at no extra charge. You get up to 6 quarts of conventional motor oil, a filter, and free disposal. Plus, we'll rotate your tires, reset your air pressure sensors, check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and even top off your fluids. All free. With our $24.99 Valvoline oil change, you're ready to roll. Just add taxes. No gotchas. Wow, 6 quarts of Valvoline oil, a filter, and disposal? Plus, we'll rotate your tires, reset your air pressure sensors, check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and even top off your fluids. NTB is giving you $25 in extra services. It's like getting the $24.99 Valvoline oil change free. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this football Thursday edition. As we tee you up again for Sunday's game against the Cowboys in Dallas. We'll be down there for that. Let us go to Twitter, to Chris, who asks, how will the run defense benefit with the return of the starting defensive tackles together? Yeah, of course, I think, Chris, it's going to be, I said a little earlier in the show, but I don't think it can be said enough. I think it's going to be a major, major benefit to have Ataba Rubin healthy and playing at full capacity with a healthy, full capacity Phil Taylor, who's only played one game. But again, as I talked about earlier in the show, what he showed in that one game to me was dramatic because it was both physically impressive, but also his knowledge base seems impressive and his connection to what his responsibilities are, assignments are, matter too. I think the guy, you know, has grown up quite a bit from last year in terms of his serious mindedness. And that's got to continue. One game is one game. So we do have to see it through the balance. I think it'll help quite a bit to have him next to Ataba Rubin. I think it helps also quite a bit that he has seen two younger guys or two rookies, which is what he was a year ago, play as well as they have. I think that's been a great motivator to stand on the sidelines or stand from a distance and watch, you know, John Hughes, watch Billy Winn pretty much hold their own. But I think he's the better player. But you see those guys kind of holding the fort. You want to come back and show folks, remember me, first-round pick, 2011, remember me? that's the way I think Phil Taylor played, at least in one game, and he's got to show that again. Now, Brandon from Facebook says this is a trap game for Dallas. He says he thinks the Cowboys will believe they could beat the Browns because of the Browns' record and overlook them. But I believe, this is Brandon saying this, he believes the Browns have a trick up their sleeve. Huh. Yeah, is it possible the Cowboys take them lightly? Sure. I don't know that they have a right to take anybody lightly as a team that's won only 4 games, as a team that just really kind of got itself on track with the win in their last game against the Eagles, and that was a divisional game. They don't know a lot about this Browns team, but they do have a defensive coordinator in Rob Ryan, who certainly, as a former Browns coordinator, may be using that. I'm sure anything he can with his guys and wants to just, you know, it's a typical way that coaches kind of try to inspire. But yeah, they could take them lightly, and hopefully they do take the Browns lightly, because I think it's an opportunity. I like the way the Browns match up against these guys. I'm not saying this is an ideal, like they match up favorably in every aspect, but they match up favorably in enough places that they are in this thing throughout, and when you're in it throughout, you have a chance to win it. I want to thank Dan Dierdorf, and want to thank Steve King and Travis Benjamin and Jameer Howerton. I want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows. And I want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.